Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From Labradoodles to Cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Early to bed.
Go to sleep! Go to sleep! It's time to go to sleep!
Early to win.
I won the money.
It's the Early Line with Joe Ranieri and Dane Martinez.
Line up, ladies!
All right, let's get at it here, guys. Plenty going on towards the weekend, obviously. Not only college hoops, the NBA, XFL starts over the weekend, too. So we'll bring in our good friend Mike Blewett tomorrow. Who will be hosting a show on the weekends covering the XFL all season long. Hopefully they have a little bit more money and last a little bit longer than the AAF did there. So we'll hope anyway.
Would you bet that? Bet that the XFL will crown a champion at least? Or will they fizzle before they even crown a champion like the AAF?
It's Vince McMahon. So I'm going to assume he's got a few more bucks in the pocket.
They have Vince a legit TV deal.
Yeah, I was going to say, Vince doesn't do anything that requires his own money. He tried it last time, and when it became his own money, he was like, nope, I'm good, I'm out, see you later, bye. Yes, they'll definitely be around, and I know it'll garner some interest early on. There are some bigger names, bigger coaches, those types of things involved in it, so it'll be interesting to dive into that. But also, it looks like a lot of talk about Phillip Rivers. We told you he moved to Florida. And he's in our backyard here, Dane, and it looks like the early odds-on favorite is two places. One, Tampa Bay.
Tampa, right?
Two, and the teams we talked about, Indianapolis. That looks to be the
Frank
two
Reich.
Odds-on favorites.
Yep.
Yeah, going to Frank Wright or staying with Bruce Arians. And I think both of those, and I love things that make sense, and we talked about it. Yes, absolutely. Two organizations that could use a one-year kind of you're not sold on, you don't want to invest, what, $30 million in Jameis? Okay, I get it. You can get Phillip Rivers probably for a hell of a lot less for 1 year. If you think you can win now, I think Indy thinks they've got the pieces in place, and I certainly think that Tampa Bay, after a year now, I think they're working on something pretty good there. They're going to be a hell of a lot better come next year. And Rivers, if nothing else, you know, how many coordinators did he go through in the Chargers? I think Arians and Reich are two guys that can probably maximize what he's got left in the tank.
Yeah, I have one concern about the Tampa Bay thing, but we'll talk about it on the other side of the news update.
You got it. All right, let's get to Dan Strafford. Let's get you the latest headlines from around the world of sports here on The Grid, sportsgrid.com.
Sports Grid News Update.
The latest in NBA moves as we prepare for the 3 p.m. Eastern trade deadline later today. Shams Charania of The Athletic reported late Wednesday night that the Philadelphia 76ers jumped into the trade market to fortify their bench, landing forward Glenn Robinson III and guard Alec Burks in a trade with the Golden State Warriors. Philadelphia is sending Golden State a 2020 second-round pick via Dallas, a 2021 second-round pick via Denver, and a 2022 second-round pick via Toronto. The Memphis Grizzlies have agreed to a deal to send Andre Iguodala to the Miami Heat. Iguodala agreed to the trade, and he also agreed to a two-year $30 million extension with Miami. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN and Shams Charania have both reported on the potential deal Wednesday night. Justice Winslow is expected to be part of the package headed to Memphis. This deal could expand further with Oklahoma City sending Danilo Gallinari to the Heat. That's according to ESPN. Jimmy Butler did leave the Heat contest Wednesday night with a strained shoulder and should go for an MRI today. The Hawks, who just traded for Clint Capella, made a deal with the Sacramento Kings. Atlanta gets Dwayne Dedman and 2 second-round picks, while the Kings get Alex Len and Jabari Parker. Dallas forward Kristaps Porzingis announced after the Mavericks game Wednesday night that he had, in fact, broken his nose during the contest. He'll see a doctor at some point today. In baseball, according to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, that three-team, five-player Mookie Betts trade is being hung up due to some concerns over medicals. And New York Yankees starting pitcher James Paxton is expected to miss 3 to 4 months after undergoing back surgery on Wednesday. The Yankees announced that Paxton underwent surgery addressing pain that had in fact started during last season. The surgery was performed in Dallas. I'm Dan Strapper, and this has been your Sports Grid News Update.
It's the Early Line with Joe Ranieri and Dane Martinez.
All right, guys, happy Thursday as we get ready for another very profitable day here across the association and college hoops. Some NFL news. Of course, we mentioned that Philip Rivers definitely in Florida right now, living, moved his whole, all 28 of them now in Florida. He's got a nice piece of the Everglades to fit them all out there. But Tampa Bay is certainly an odds-on favorite in some books here that is a possible fit. I happen to think Indianapolis simply because his best year, in fact, one of his best years over the last 5 years was when Frank Wright was the offensive coordinator in San Diego with him. Yep. And he knows exactly who Philip Rivers is. And, you know, a lot of, I think, what the problem with Philip Rivers last year was uncertainty, lack of trust, trying to do too much. Because he kind of felt the pressure going on there, and I get it. And if he's going to land anywhere, if Arians ends up sticking with Jameis, I get Frank Wright doing it. I don't think Frank Wright or anybody else really thinks that are going to go ahead and that he's the answer. I just don't think Frank Wright is going to have, if he has enough confidence, and there are reports, they're already looking at pursuing and trying to figure out a way to get him in there. That tells you everything you need to know about what Frank Wright thinks of Jacoby Brissett moving forward.
Yeah, listen, I like the Indianapolis fit a little bit better than Tampa, and let me explain why. You know, first of all, remember, this time last year, Jacoby Brissett was QB2 for the Colts, mm-hmm. right? Andrew Luck was supposed to be their starting quarterback. I believe Jacoby Brissett is one of the best 35 to 40 quarterbacks on planet Earth. Okay, I think he is a high-end backup or a serviceable kind of game manager in the NFL. But we saw as the season went along, it kind of fall off the cliff a little bit. I like Frank Reich, Philip Rivers connection. That makes sense to me. Tampa, Joe, I don't know if I like that fit. I honestly don't. Two reasons why. One, have you met Tampa Bay's left tackle, Donovan Smith? He is a turnstile, Joe. He is a turnstile. And Jameis at least had some mobility, okay? Philip Rivers doesn't, all right? And here's the other thing. If you're Tampa, when you had Jameis Winston, what was the bugaboo about Jameis? Mm-hmm. The interceptions, right? He set a record, 30 interceptions last year. It was absolutely crazy. When I think Philip Rivers, though, Joe, Philip Rivers is similar in the idea that he'll throw that YOLO ball up. Philip Rivers had 20 interceptions last year. He was third in the NFL behind only Jameis and Baker Mayfield. So to me, Philip Rivers is almost just a veteran version of Jameis not taking care of the ball, and he's less mobile than Jameis. And when you have an offensive line with big-time question marks on the blind side, like I mentioned, Donovan Smith, and he even ended the year with an Achilles injury, so I don't even know who's behind that. if they don't address the left side of the offensive line, you don't want a guy like Phillip Rivers, who is a statue, and when he feels the pressure, will throw it up the same way Jameis Winston did. If you want another quarterback in Tampa, don't you want someone who will take care of the ball? And that's not Phillip Rivers.
But again, Phillip Rivers is only a year removed from 32 touchdowns and 106 quarterback rating. It was a unique situation. I'm almost willing to give him a pass because of how dysfunctional that organization has certainly been, certainly from a coaching staff. It's Wisenhut. It's Galvin Gordon. Is he playing? Is he not playing?
Sure.
Injuries across the line there also. Phillip Rivers has always been a guy that feels, if I don't get it done, it ain't getting done. There were a number of plays in games that it came down to it where the defense let him down. The defense got decimated. So now, hey, Phillip, go down and score two touchdowns in 2.5 minutes, would you please? So I kind of give him a pass for last year, but the guy is what he is, guys. He's just never had both sides of the ball working for him in a great way. We thought maybe a couple of years ago when he won that game in Baltimore, You can't get past Tom Brady because you can't get past Tom Brady. But that's not, to me, a knock on him. A lot of guys can't get past Tom Brady. So we get it. A fresh start might be exactly what he needs, but there aren't two guys I trust better to get, you know, Phillip Rivers, the best out of Phillip Rivers, and put him in a situation to be able to succeed. I think Arians is one of them, and I certainly know that Frank Wright is one of them because he's done it before. And really, you've got to, you know, you commit to Rivers for 1 year, right? Yeah. 1 year. You know, you're going to have to commit to Jameis for another 4 or 5 years here, guys. So, you're going to have to commit long-term to Jameis if that's the route you're going to want to go. To your point, listen, Brissett was a backup quarterback to start with. What we learned last year, he's a great number two.
That's what I'm saying, right?
He's a great number two. I mean, and there's no shame in that because we know how important
paid.
Those guys are.
He got paid.
Exactly.
It's
and
all
he got
good.
Some money.
But you could see it in the contract, right? They gave him, like, what? Was it 2 years and, like, 17 to 20 million around that number?
That's bridge kind
of money, right?
Exactly.
The only thing I'll say, the last point here, Joe, though, the Colts' offensive line, Joe, is so much better than Tampa's.
Oh, million times better.
And Phillip Rivers is a old man, bro. Like, you don't want to be in that situation. I don't know that Tampa's right.
I love him.
I like Arians, but I just think, he's not conservative like Jameis. You need someone different.
Yeah, no, I love Indy for him. I think it's a great
Indy pick. Makes sense.
Yep, and that could be what they need to get past that next level. So keep an eye on that. The Browns also making news. New sheriff in town. We'll talk about it next year on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
So how do you spot where the pro money, the sharp money is going when you've got, 60, 100, 120 games on a board in college hoops? We'll show you a little trick of the trade here coming up, but I did want to I saw the story come across in the NFL, which, of course, never dies. It just, you know, it just lingers.
Yeah.
And while we told you the Philip Rivers situation becomes very, very interesting come, you know, less than 30 days, Dane, we've got ourselves a new NFL year. We also have the NFL and Roger Goodell, the Players Association and Goodell meeting here. It looks like that 17-game schedule is going to happen. It also looks like the players are going to get a point and a half more of the revenue share. So it all seems to be puppy dogs and rainbows right now between the union and the NFL. A point and a half is worth an extra game, Dane, apparently, because that looks like what they're going to settle on. But I thought it was great. They introduced the new GM for the Browns. And okay. For those of you guys that don't know, the Browns definitely have a new general manager. And I loved what he said. I loved his approach right off the bat. Andrew Berry came in and he basically at the press conference made no qualms about it, man. Did not beat around the bush. He's very clearly sent a message to guys like Kareem Hunt, Odell Beckham Jr. and Myles Garrett and others saying right. That basically, you were either going to fit into culture of being smart, tough and accountable here, or you will not be a Cleveland Brown. And that goes for everybody. I don't care who you are. So given the fact that we've got, and more than anything else, I think guys like Odell need, yep. They need structure. They absolutely need structure because otherwise you got them showing up, slapping cops in the ass, dropping cash to college players on national television. Yeah. Like, so, and I get it. And then, of course, you've got Kareem Hunt who gets pulled over, tells a cop right. He'd never pass a drug test. And, of course, the cop lets him go. But it's good. It's finally a guy that had no problem getting up there and instead are catering and sucking up, made it known that I don't really give a rip who you are. New head coach, Kevin Stefanski, he's already been on record saying, Odell and I are going to have a one-on-one. We're going to have I'm going to give him an opportunity for a fresh start here in Cleveland. And again, that basically, read between the lines, that means you got one shot here, dude.
That's right, this ship is up it. And shape like, out. Right, right, right.
I am your, exactly it. You're pretty much finished here. And by the way, you ain't getting any younger, so... it's your act is getting kind of tired here with a lot of these guys. So they are, if nothing else, Dan, I think going to be a very interesting team to watch this year from that standpoint of new leadership at the top, new head coach, new philosophy, same players, but will there be and how will this work? Because we saw how it worked with Greg Williams,
right?
And a disciplinarian and a guy, no nonsense, you know, football guy. Let's see what happens here with a GM that is also right there with him going, yeah, either you fit in, guys, or your ass is out of here. And I think that's exactly what they need in Cleveland.
I do, too. And they're saying the right things, right? Both the GM and Stefanski are saying the right things. I like the tone they are setting. I like the way they're putting it out there.
Nothing we ever got from the other two, jerk-offs there.
But here's the thing, Joe. I'll believe it when I see it. You know,
well, that's Cleveland. Yes.
You know what
Cleveland.
I mean? Like what they are saying sounds right to me. Sounds like what they need to be saying. Mm-hmm. Yes. But Joe, I also remind you, remember last year in preseason when Freddie Kitchens got in front of the mic and said that, like, we won't have leaks here. You know, yeah. We're going to keep it in house. And if you leak, we'll fire you. Me and John Dorsey have agreed. Like, that's what's going to happen. That didn't happen. You know what I mean? They steamrolled him. Right. And the kids and the players were running the damn culture in the locker room. So now that they're saying the right things, and I believe that that is what should happen, that is the approach that should be the tone and the culture set. I still want to see what happens when, you know, Baker is giving quotes in the magazine again in this summer, or when Odell, you know, has a new sneaker line out or whatever the case may be. Or Kareem Hunt gets pulled over again, you know, or Myles Garrett wants to appeal his suspension. Well, you know, yes, they're saying the right things. I want to see if they have the backbone to enforce the culture they are saying they are going to have. And that remains to be seen still, Joe.
Well, you make it a point to call them out at your own introductory press conference, not puppy dogs and rainbows got with everyone else. And don't forget, Freddie Kitchens was only hired because he was the buddy favorite of Baker and covered him and never held Baker responsible for anything, and that kind of trickled on down the line. So good for them. Let's see what they got.
Saying the right things. I just want to see it happen.
I love the for the very first time that we get a Cleveland guys that are going up there, not telling the world how they're going to win everything, but more or less that there is, and making it known that accountability is on its way here to Cleveland, which is something they have not had in a very long time. So kudos to them. We'll see exactly how that goes. And there's a lot to be determined here. First and foremost, with the NFL meeting with the players union. If they hammer out that deal, no strike, no nothing like that. Players get more money. Owners get, networks get an extra game.
Right.
And everybody is happy and for at least another 8 to 10 years, which is what it sounds like it's going to do at this point. And the revenue numbers just continue to grow, Dane, which is amazing to me. Look,
if they
no
get
further.
The extra game, are the players going to get marijuana?
They haven't said it, but you got to think.
Right, because it's a quid pro quo, right? It's a get this, we get that.
Right.
So what is it that the players want? More revenue sharing or this idea about, maybe health insurance for veterans? What is it that the players are going to want in this negotiation?
Well, on a scale of it, they want an extra point and a half. So they don't want the owners. They want to get what they feel should be a fair share.
And revenue sharing.
They
right?
are needing. And revenue sharing. So they listen, a point and a half on the on a $1 billion industry is a lot more money being able to go towards the players to be able to share in it. So they will discuss, obviously, the deal based on 17 game season, which they are trying to level out. I get it from the owner's standpoint. They're going, listen, you want more money, right? Well, so do we.
Does that come with a second buy? If they go to 17, would they put in a second buy?
They haven't talked about it yet. They haven't made any of that public. So, but what they are basically saying is that if you want the more money, then the networks are willing to pay, but the networks want more programming. They want an extra game, not a preseason game. My thought is that they'd go ahead and remove a preseason game. Because, again, the owners aren't going to say they're not going to just cut revenue from a game. It's just not going to happen. They're going to go, all right, three preseason games.
Just turn the preseason into a regular season.
We're going to go ahead and maybe start a little week later or a week earlier, that kind of thing. But, again, the NFLPA, to your point, depending on what the players want to do here, they could say, yeah, listen, a point and a half is nice.
It's
but
a negotiation. Right.
We want marijuana. We want this. We want that. But let's see exactly where they stand. It's being leaked. And why would it be leaked? And there's only one reason why puppy dogs and rainbows would be leaked. So it's either coming from the union or it's coming from the NFL that it looks like they're on the same page. But they've certainly giving us the impression that the players union is on board with what the owners and what the league is proposing. And that may include marijuana. I don't know how high up on the list it is.
For the Players Association.
I know money, obviously, top priority.
I know they care about the health benefits for retired players. I know that is one of their talking points in negotiation. And I do believe marijuana and, that's one of them as well. How they go both back and forth in negotiation, I wonder. But, Joe, and the idea of pushing it back, maybe adding the bye. Remember, I think the schedule is very interesting. I want to see the Super Bowl the day before President's Day, so it does become a de facto national holiday, and they're only 2 weeks away from that. When we get to schedule, one thing I did see, though, Joe, the Jaguars are going to play two home games in London moving forward.
And, boy, are they pissed off in Jacksonville, because as soon as that was announced, here comes the petitions. I love how people gather and put a petition up on there, and they want they're fighting, they're pissed off. And listen, I don't blame them. Jacksonville, if you're a season ticket holder, it's a great
a quarter of your
town,
games.
Believe it.
A quarter of the games aren't there.
They are diehards in Jacksonville. Make no mistake about it. Yeah. Those guys have been there from the very beginning with the Tom Coughlin days. They they do love their football in Jacksonville, and be able to two home games now, and they're going to stay there. It's going to be back-to-back, no less. So it's basically going to be 2 weeks in London. They're not coming back and going back. Mm. They're going to stay there for 2 weeks, and that seems to be what it is. But Jags fans are pissed off, and I don't blame them.
Absolutely.
And you know what? You know who else should be pissed off? the businesses in and around the stadium
sure.
that look forward to
all the bars know, in that area, the hell hotels. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd be pissed too. You're screwing them as well as the fans.
It's the whole area, right? It's
absolutely.
The whole area. And we've seen this. I think the best example of this, Joe, is in Cleveland, right? With LeBron James and how they brought that, the entire neighborhood, you know, kind of came back to life as the Cavaliers were good again. And listen, right. there are 8 home games for Jags, you know, fans. If you're buying season tickets, you know, you lose 2 of them. And yeah, okay, I got 2 preseason games. You know, 2 preseason games, 2 games in London. You know, that's 4 out of the 10 that you are forced to buy that are of no use to you.
Use absolutely useless. And Khan actually, yeah, he talked about why 2 games in England. I don't know if it's going to fly, though. Yeah, I don't think it was going to fly. But he basically is saying, listen, we were 22nd in average attendance last year, right, in the NFL.
Yeah, but
they finished 25th in tickets sold, 93%. And when you go to Wembley, Dan, what is it, 80,000
sure,
people show up
event.
To watch?
Sure.
I get it. But if I'm Khan, I get it. But tell that to the local pub owner.
That's what
you
I'm
know
saying.
What I mean?
It's the same thing like the Rays, right? We're going to split their time in Montreal. Like, it just makes it hard. And what free agents are going to want to sign there knowing that they're going to have to go across the pond twice a year? I don't like it.
Yep, and I think he's sending a message. Well, listen, all right, you're that upset. Come to more games. You got 6 of them.
Yeah, I hear
you
that.
You got 6 more home games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Game time decisions.
Pacers are an interesting team, but like a lot of teams that are without their superstar, and let's not call him a superstar, let's call Oladipo a star, but he's been out for a while, and you saw the Pacers were a good basketball team without him. And now Oladipo is back, and he's missing shots. They're trying to work him back into the offense. And this happens time and time and time again, man.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network.
So I mentioned there a little trick of the trade, guys. When you this time of year, when you have an inordinate amount of games in college basketball, and you've got over 60 tonight, you'll have, you know, close to 150 over the weekend. It gets a little monotonous. I mean, if you have 20, it's a little bit easier to look at the board and see where some of that early line movement is going, Dane, and be able to pinpoint. Okay, this is where, you know, this is where the pros are looking. This is why it's moving. So you can kind of, you can look at the board and have a pretty good idea of what games they're focusing on. But when you get 100 games, 120 games, guys, it gets a little monotonous. It gets a little hard to figure out, holy crap, like what is going on? But a trick that a lot of guys use, and it's something that you need to kind of just get in the habit of doing if you want to dive into some college hoops here over the next month, understand that the overnight lines and the line movement will tell you everything that you need to know about where the sharp money is coming, especially when you have huge amounts of games and you look down, Dane, and all of a sudden you see Bethune-Cookman just moved 2 points.
Right.
And when you notice that, you know, understand that the pros aren't betting Duke overnight, guys. They are betting, you know, Houston Baptist and, you know, Incarnate World. They are betting a lot of the games that you don't even know exists. For instance, tonight on the board, you've got games like Liberty and Jacksonville. Not a game that you would necessarily go, what? Who? Where the hell is Liberty to begin with? Yeah, well, there is line movement in that game, and that line movement is clearly on Liberty. And I am fairly certain nobody from the public, Dan, is waking up overnight and betting Liberty basketball or Lipscomb for that matter, which is another game here, guys. Get a load of this. Lipscomb, North Alabama, opened up at as a total of 145. Guys, it is down to 140.
Oh, wow. That's a big move.
What does that tell you?
That's a big move.
Again, unless Lipscomb's got this crazy group of investors there somewhere that's doing it. So.
It's the bachelor and his wife.
Start with those extra
games. It's the bachelor
and
his wife.
And understand that, yes, guys, no, while it's nice to get 120 games, they are often overnight not looking at Kentucky, Duke, you know, North Carolina. Pay attention to a lot of those extra card games, a lot of the lower, you know, conferences you don't know, Sacred Heart. North Carolina, Asheville, take a look at some of those games and you see movement there from overnight. I can assure you there's a good chance that is coming from some of the pros. And if they're betting those games, guess what? There's a reason for it and there's an edge to be had. So it's something to keep in mind. If it's 20 games, 15 games on a schedule, guys, you can look at the 15 games. You'll be able to tell where it's going. But 60, 80, 100, Dane, I can tell you where they're going, and it ain't going to Kentucky. I can tell you that.
Listen, what you're in essence saying, Joe, is combining two of the strategies, right, that we talk about here on the Early Line and that we talk about on Sports Grid. The two strategies are this. One, follow the money, right? We talk about how the sharps get in, and that's what will move the lines, right? Not necessarily the public. It is the sharps, and it's the sharps who are up at 5 a.m. making these kind of bets and moving the money. The other thing that we say all the time, Joe, is that the books themselves have a certain amount of staff, right, and a certain amount of capacity or bandwidth to analyze all these games and hang numbers. And they're diverting their attention to the NFL, to the NBA, to Power 5 conferences. That's why we talk about things like, oh, I don't know, Joe, you know, Ivy League college basketball. That's why we talk about WNBA. That's why we bring in our guy Michelle for, you know, European soccer. That's why we bring in a mid-major Matt or a Maxwell Smart. To talk about those lower level games that don't have as much attention, and quite frankly, that the books are not devoting as much attention or capacity to either. That's where you can find the bad line or the bad money, right? So you combine those two things. You look for the lower level games because there's more of a chance that, quite frankly, they get it wrong. And then you look for the where the sharps are going, where the money is going, because the money is attacking where they got it wrong. So you combine those two things, Joe, and I like that strategy a whole lot.
Yeah, it's an pros don't sleep, guys.
There you go.
They don't sleep. Like, so by the time the public wakes up this time in the morning and opens up a book and
sees what's
going on, it's already gone. It's already gone, which is why they're pros and the public is the public. It's not that hard to figure out. So while early line movement, we've always told you, especially in hoops and the NBA, watch the early line movement, what happens overnight. And then, of course, watch when the limits are lifted a half hour before tip-off, these games start. Then look at that line movement, and that, too, will give you a really good idea of all the games that the money is coming hard in. And, like, I don't understand. It was 6.5 all day, but all of a sudden, 20 minutes before tip-off, it's now 7.5. What the hell happened?
Well, you know, Joe.
What happened is the pros came in with an awful lot of money because the limits were lifted. That's how you can tell.
Joe, when I go to the racetrack, when I go see the ponies, Joe, okay, they're hanging the odds, right? And they're moving, right? But as you know, they do then the parade, right? And I'll go to the paddock. But I don't raise horses, right? I know about, I want to see a little shiny coat and perky ears and a little bit of good stuff, you know, between their legs, whatever it is, right? But when the post parade happens, people who do know what to look for, right, then go in and get their money. So right when there's like 8 minutes to post, if a horse goes from 12 to 1 down to 6 to 1, somebody knows something.
That's correct.
And I'm going to get up on it. And this is the same kind of thing, right? I don't know about what the horse is supposed to look like, but someone does. I don't know about the MEAC conference, but somebody does. And when there's a big movement there, I'm going to trust it.
Yep. Yeah. And it's, again, it's about reading a market. That's what this is, guys. It's very simple.
Right.
It's no different than, you know, soybean futures.
You always go with soybeans, Joe.
You always go with soybeans
as the commodity you put out there.
Listen, you make some money on soybeans, guys.
Do you have stock in soybeans? Because like maybe you're just putting it out there.
I may have made a few bucks on soybeans.
You're putting it out there all the time. All right, cool.
I may have gotten in on a soybean shortage. And yes, capitalized on it, which is why it's my go-to. But the bottom line is they work very similar. There's no reason. You know, listen, it's the same thing in the stock market, Dane. You've got these... billion-dollar investment companies, guys, putting their money in certain places, right? If you can figure out where it is that they're looking and
Warren Buffett is increasing his stake? Sounds good to me.
You don't have to be a genius. You know, you don't have to be a market genius. You just need to know where to look, and then that's how you start. So many different stocks, so many different teams. You got, you know, college hoops is unique from that standpoint. Because you're going to have 150 games this weekend. So you're going, well, that's always the first question is, where the hell do I look? Like, how am I supposed to start? Well, start by reading the board and understanding the line movement. Because a lot of guys, they couldn't tell you three players on a team, but it doesn't matter. What they can tell you is their effective defense, their effective offense.
The schedule that you may not know.
Their turnovers. They know numbers, and maybe the biggest principle of them all, what we're tying this into, and it's something that we've preached from day one. You are betting numbers. You are not betting teams. So the fact that it's Bethune-Cookman or Houston Baptist.
I don't care.
To them, it doesn't.
The money is real, right? The money is real.
It shouldn't matter to you either. You are not getting paid any more money because you're backing Duke and everybody knows Duke.
That's right.
There's no money to be made.
There's no Power 5 conference bonus.
Exactly. If you really want to start profiting and making some money, the first thing you have to understand is A, numbers are what matters, not teams. But B, when you wake up in the morning, figure out, all right, where did the market start last night and where has it moved? So maybe I should concentrate and follow these games because who is betting Lipscomb, North Alabama at 1 o'clock in the morning?
People who know.
That's correct. It certainly ain't the team. Hell, they won't even bet on themselves. So understand that these are just a few of the things where you look at and you go, I get it now. Like, I understand because you can get, you know, you start trying to go down a sheet, Dan, and you're like, oh, good God. Like, look at this. Like, oh, Oakland, we got Detroit, UTEP.
Who do I look at?
I don't know any of these teams. Where do I start?
Yep.
Well, forget, first of all, stop looking at the names. Start looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
That's where you start. That's
it's the first place I look when I go to the racetrack. I look at the morning line and then what the movement's been. And they say it anywhere, Joe, in business, in government. You know when you're not the smartest person in the room and find out who is. You know, that's what leadership is.
Right. Stay away from names. Look at the numbers. We'll dive into the numbers next year for tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
How it goes, and I always find it fascinating how people want to want to bash Pat Riley for making the move that he does and that he has done in the past, which cracks me up, because really there's only one thing that that you need to remember when it comes to Pat Riley, and a picture is worth a thousand words here, guys. That's pretty much it right there. You want to count the rings with me? Shall
there
we count the rings together? How do you want to do it? Yeah. So, when you do it over and over and over and over again, it's not luck. It's not, it's not that you don't know what you're doing. It's that, you don't argue with success, Dane. It's not that hard to figure out. Pat Riley, one of the all-time greats, because of the fact that he makes moves that other guys are A, either afraid to do, or B, realized too late that they could have done. And he's been one of the best at it for years.
Absolutely.
And Gallinari comes his way. If that's a conversation we're having tomorrow, Dane, I can tell you from a lot of the power rankings and a lot of people are talking, saying it really does, at least on paper, it's now Milwaukee and it's now the Miami Heat. And the Miami Heat have already been a giant pain in the ass in the Milwaukee Bucks here because of how they're constructed. And now you throw in a 6'10 Gallinari, 6'10 guy, who's hitting 40% from 3-point range. And now you've got Olenek, you've got Myers Leonard, you've got size, you've got wing help, you've got athletic.
Yeah, and you have a closer, Joe. Have a closer in Jimmy Butler. Okay. Yep. When we get to the playoffs, right? When it's 2 minutes left in the clock, you know, that's what makes these guys live. That's why I'm also, you know, I think Portland is dangerous, because at any moment in time, Lillard can close you out, right? You need that guy as well, and they already have that in Jimmy Butler.
Yes, they do. It'll be interesting. I don't think he's done. We'll see if he's able to pull off this Gallinari trade. I do think they're all in. I think he's got a team, certainly, that can contend. And if you are Pat Riley, we know this. He understands that you don't get a lot of bites at the apple, so
that's
make
right.
a run while you can. Because how many of you had Toronto winning the damn final last year, okay? And a lot of people, when Gasol was on his way to Toronto, was like, oh, man, he's washed up. What the hell are they doing? They ain't going to win. Really? Okay, how'd that work out?
You're filling a role. You're a puzzle piece. This is not Andre Iguodala going to play 28 minutes a game. We're not asking him to go out there and score 15. What you need to do is lock up Jason Tatum. That's it.
Now, here's what we'll do, guys. I want to go through some of the trends for tonight.
Okay.
Little TNA for the NBA and in the games. Five games on the card, Dane, and we'll see if you can. Do you have access to the FanDuel lines?
I got you.
All right. So
I got them up right now.
The game out, and I'll give you the trends so you guys know what's going on here. Orlando at the Knicks here tonight, Dane. What do we got for a line?
The Knicks are at home, and they are getting 3.5 points. And I'll caution you, we don't know if Morris is going to be on the roster come tonight.
Yes. Yeah. There's a few of those guys that we have absolutely no idea about. But I will say this. Home teams have won 4 straight against the number in this head-to-head series.
Okay.
So the Knicks being home tonight might be something you want to take
a
look at.
3.5.
That's right. Also, New Orleans at Chicago here tonight, Dane. The Pelicans taking on the Bulls. What's the spread in this one?
The Bulls are at home, and they are home dogs. They are getting 4.5 points. 231 is the number.
New Orleans is on an 8-1 against the number streak in their last nine games at Chicago. 8-1 against the number last nine at Chicago in this one. And it's kind of a small number for them.
4.5.
And Zion maybe bouncing back here tonight. How about Philly at Milwaukee? How about this game tonight, Dane?
Sure. The Milwaukee Bucks are 9-point favorites at home against the dysfunctional garbage fire that are the Philadelphia 76ers. 226 is the number, though, Joe. That seems a little low to me. Am I crazy?
Last six games of the Philadelphia-Milwaukee Bucks head-to-head series, over the total. Very good. San Antonio at Portland tonight here. What's the spread on this one?
In the Pacific Northwest, the Blazers are 3.5-point favorites against the Spurs, coming in 232 on the number.
Love that. The over is 9-2-1 in the last 12 between these two teams, over the number in that one. And how about Houston at the Lakers tonight? Look at this. Westbrook will be back. Westbrook, Harden, small ball it is for Houston.
That's
what's
right.
The line on this one?
Lakers are laying 7 at home.
Get a load of this. The last 14 matchups between these two teams, the over is 11-3 in that matchup. 11-3 tonight, Dane. So definitely, of course, small ball it is. That's they've made that conscious decision to do
that's
it,
right.
Dane. That's what they want to do. So, okay, we'll give it to you. I got no problem with that. We'll head over to the college ranks here and take a look at some of these matchups tonight and see if we can't give you a couple of trends worth taking a look at, Dane, and we'll do...
There's more to scroll, so tell me where we're going.
There's
on this
a little
one.
More there. So I'll tell you what, why don't we do Connecticut, UConn at Tulsa tonight.
Gotcha.
I believe game 6-17 on the card there. Tell
yep.
me what Connecticut and Tulsa is.
Sure. Tulsa is at home, and they are 2.5-point favorites over at our friends on FanDuel. 128.5 is the total, a relatively low total for this game.
Probably a game that you guys probably wouldn't have paid attention to, but Tulsa guys 6-1 against the number in their last seven games against UConn. They've kind of owned this matchup here, certainly against the number. So definitely a game that you want to keep an eye on. Also, Cincinnati game 6-27, 6-28. Cincinnati at Wichita
yep.
State. Dane, what do we got there?
Wichita State at home is laying 5.5 over at FanDuel. 134 on the number is the total.
I love this. Road teams have now won 4 straight against the number in this matchup. 4 in a row against the number, the road team, which puts Cincinnati in play on that one, guys, if you're looking at it. Give me the, where is it? You mentioned it, 643, 644, California at Colorado tonight, Dane. What's the number?
Yeah, I'm still looking for that one, Joe. Give me a hot second. While that's happening, let me give you my play of the day because I got to try and still keep finding that. Remember how with these Rockets trades, we all like, oh, they're going small ball, they're going small ball, they're going small ball. What happens yes. when they face big-time Western Conference centers? Well, let's test that theory, Joe, because they got the Lakers tonight. So I look at Anthony Davis prop bets, all right? And Anthony Davis, I'm looking at all his combined stuff, points, rebounds, and assists. The number is 42.5. I'm going to go over. I think he does work tonight against, you know what, a 6'8 guy on the other side.
Ooh, I love that. I kind of like that. I love where you're
Let's
going with that,
Let's test the theory,
too.
Right? Like,
test
can
it.
They
Absolutely.
Handle the big men? Let's
yep.
find out.
Can they get the job done? I like where you're going with that.
All right, I got California. It was California you were looking for?
Cal, yep. Cal,
Colorado,
a big yep. Pac-12 matchup here tonight.
Big number. The Colorado at home. Joe, they're laying 17 on FanDuel.
Wow,
17.
128.5
is the number. Joe, another yep. thing, lower total, right? And a big mm-hmm. spread, 17 points for the Buffaloes.
And here you guys are going to like this, the under in the last 15 between these two teams, last 15 matchups, the under is 12-3, guys. So if I'm looking at a typical under matchup here, Dane, and yep. I'm getting how many points?
17.
Yeah, you guys know where we're you guys understand where we're going with that. I'm sure
yeah.
you understand that. And I'll give you one more here, Dane, that I like tonight as well. Give me matchup number. Let me get the number for you here. The 691, 692, we told you about UCLA, Arizona State.
Yeah.
Tell me what the line is in this game.
I gotcha. That one is 5.5. Arizona State at home. The Sun Devils are laying 5.5. 141.5 is your total.
And they've also owned UCLA. The last five games against UCLA, they have won. They've won actually four of them straight up, and all five against the number. So UCLA, though, coming in red hot, four out of their last five, they have won. Mick Cronin and company got it rolling here tonight. And I think it's going to be real interesting to see, can he get these kids to win a game on the road? That's the big question. But the first game I gave you tonight was the game I'm going to go with here, that Connecticut Tulsa game.
Right.
In I can tell you this. It opened up Tulsa as a 4.5-point favorite at home, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it got hammered down overnight, guys. A lot of big money came in on UConn here. And to me, I'm looking at the over in this matchup. I think we can expect a ton of points in this game from both Connecticut and Tulsa.
Okay.
I think it lands in the 130s. I think it's only at 127, 128 right now.
Yep.
Give me the over in the Connecticut-Tulsa game here tonight. I think there is absolute value in both of these teams being able to come close to 70 points and push that well over. I think there's tons of value there, Dane.
All right.
And, of course, keep an eye, guys, the overnight lines, what moved where. We gave you a couple of games with Lipscomb and North Alabama,
right.
Jacksonville. Take a look at the card, but don't forget, Dane, a half hour before tip-off.
Come on back.
That line movement, guys, is going to tell you an awful, awful lot here. So our best bets, you're going with
Anthony Davis.
With the Houston Lakers. At AD, baby.
I'm testing the theory.
AD.
Let's see if AD. He can do work when there's nobody to hang with him. You know, Joe, I also, my lean, this idea also, you know, out there out west, man, USC going to Arizona. Those are two teams that are battling close in the Pac-10. And, you know, the Trojans are getting 10 on the road. I don't know if it's an official play, but, you know, I sort of think 10 points are too many. But my real early line play of the day will be ride with the Anthony Davis props because they ain't got no one big enough to deal with them on the Rockets.
So my other big question here is that do I lay the 25 with
Gonzaga? That's what I was going to ask you with Gonzaga.
You know what I mean?
That's
yeah.
25.5 on FanDuel. Right, but they're immune. They're blowing people out, right, Joe?
I mean, Loyola is what, 2-7
yeah,
in the
suck.
West Coast Conference? They're awful.
I guess the question is, will they even play the second half? You know what I mean?
Our friend Max, right? Our friend Maxwell Smart joins us on Fridays for College Hoops, guys. It's very simple with him. He said there's a few definites in the world. One of them is definitely back Gonzaga in the first half of games.
Right.
And the total over in their matchups.
Like
and I'd
that.
Be hard-pressed to avoid doing that. I'd take the Zags in the first half and give me the over in that game, too. They might score 110 points themselves here, Dane. Love it. All right, guys, Morning After is next. Dane and I will be back tomorrow on the early line, breaking it down, getting you ready for
XFL.
An even bigger call.
XFL
as well.
Tomorrow.
Blewett joins
Let's
us. So
go.
Good luck with your plays, guys. Come back and join us tomorrow here on The Grid. Good luck to you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.